latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 11:05 and 79 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. We'll have your WJON weather coming up in a few moments. But first, two teenagers hurt in a rollover in Todd County. The Minnesota State Patrol says the crash happened just before midnight last night on westbound Highway 210 near Staples. Troopers say 16-year-old Maria Fries of Duluth was driving when her car entered the north ditch at an approach and rolled. Fries and her passenger, 14-year-old Scarlett Fries of Duluth, both treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries. Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota has done more than 500,000 COVID-19 tests and reached its capacity goal of 20,000 tests daily.
I can tell Minnesotans that we have one of the major tools necessary to weather the long haul of this vaccine with a robust testing infrastructure that was built in a very Minnesota manner. We called it the moonshot.
The state continues to provide pop-up sites at various locations that need additional testing capability. Those have included Duluth, Moorhead, St. James, Faribault, and Maurer County, plus in the Twin Cities after protests following the death of George Floyd. Voting is now open for the August primary. St. Cloud residents are voting for mayor with four candidates in the race. One of them is first-time candidate Stephen Schiller. He says he was going to run for mayor 4 years ago but missed the filing window. So he says this is the year he decided to go for it. One of his priorities is to give the city back to the people.
Because I think that the people need to have a voice as to how we run our city. We're just the catalysts. We're just the engineers that basically design things to implement with the city that are going to help the city residents.
He says it's important to him to bring people back to St. Cloud to live, and he wants to do more to help small businesses that are struggling since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Schiller is a native of St. Cloud and has lived here all but 2 years of his life. He was an urban affairs major at St. Cloud State University. He worked at Cold Spring Granite and an insurance agency and currently has his own business that he runs with his wife. This week, we're hearing from all of our four candidates running for St. Cloud mayor. On August 11th, the top two vote-getters will move on to the general election in November. If you're up in the Lake Mille Lacs area over the holiday weekend, you can check out the fireworks show Saturday night. The Garrison Commercial Club and Garrison VFW Post 1816 are moving ahead with their annual 4th of July fireworks display around 10 p.m. Spokeswoman Renee Phillips says funding for the fireworks typically comes from charitable gambling money. However, that was impacted when bars and restaurants were shut down for nearly 3 months. So they set up a GoFundMe page to help raise the needed money.
We've also had some private donations. The commercial club is putting forth $3,000, as well as the VFW post is contributing $3,000. And we hope to be able to increase those amounts. We did have to drop the dollar amount we're spending on fireworks just to make sure we can pay the bill on it.
Phillips says because they do not have a concentrated festival in connection to the fireworks, they felt they could shoot the fireworks off and still allow people to properly socially distance. The Burnick Family Foundation is now accepting applications for their annual grant round.
The Burnick Family Foundation's yearly grants were established in 1989 and are awarded to organizations with missions focused on two key areas. The first, youth and education, including activities preparing students for future success in college and work, and health and fitness, organizations promoting people of all ages to stay healthy and active. Grant amounts range from $5,000 to $40,000. All applicants must be established as nonprofits, schools, or government entities. Applicants also need to be located in communities served by Burnick's. These include Waite Park, Bemidji, Brainerd, Duluth, and Willmar, along with Dresser, Wisconsin, and surrounding areas. Last year, 9 projects were awarded grants, including $10,000 for a high school mentoring program through the YES Network, and nearly $30,000 toward the building of the Sauk Center Obstacle Challenge Playground. The deadline to apply is August 31st. To learn more, visit WJON.com and look for the link in this story. Abby Faulkner, WJON.
For St. Cloud and Maine Prairie, partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. 90 degrees, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a chance for scattered storms late, and a low of 71. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, otherwise cloudy, and 86. Tomorrow night, chance for storms early, otherwise skies becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low of 66 degrees. Thursday, sunny and hot, 93. Friday, sunny and hotter, 94. Saturday, 94 with partly cloudy skies. And then on Sunday, 92, cloudy and a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. Currently 78 degrees. You can listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.